This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, January 1st, 2020. The Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Full of grace are thy lips, for God hath highly exalted thee. With words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Why do we teach what we do about the Blessed Virgin Mary? Is it just so we can have beautiful statues of women in our churches and have some doctrines that make Protestants mad? I say not. It is very practical why we venerate the Blessed Virgin Mary, is because the solemnity speaks of it this day. She is the Mother of God. It is very interesting to think of it in these terms, that your love for the Blessed Virgin Mother demonstrates how much you love Jesus Christ. How much attention you pay to the Blessed Virgin Mary, how much you venerate her, directly is reflective of how much you love her Son. That is a very practical statement. It has to do with our doctrines, but it is practical. The whole thing is practical. Our Blessed Mother is the Mother of God. Eternal God who clothed himself in flesh and came down and dwelt among us, condescending to be with us, to give himself up for us on the cross, and continue to give himself in a condescending way every time we come to Mass under forms of bread and wine. This is our Lord Jesus Christ's love for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Our Lord, every time somebody tried to find him in the Gospels, we see that they found, as today, the shepherds went looking, and who do they find? And they found Jesus in the manger. No, they found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. The wise men looking for the Blessed Mother, they stop at Herod, they follow the star. They don't find Jesus in his house. They find the Blessed Mary and Jesus Christ. Jesus is integral with Mary. All the flesh that he took upon himself came from her and her alone. And it just doesn't suffice us to ponder these things as the Blessed Mother pondered the things in her heart. It is for us to ponder them and live them. Our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to understand how close we are related to his mother. If we are in union with him, we must be in union with his mother. Our Lord Jesus Christ instructs us such at the cross. One of the last things he does in his dying breath is to look at St. John and say, "Behold thy mother, and her, behold thy son." John is there, not with all the other apostles, because they have fled, they are gone. John the Divine represents them, all of them. St. John the Divine represents all followers of Jesus Christ. All those whom God has called to himself through his grace, as he did the apostles. St. John represents all of them, and he looks at him and says, "Behold thy mother." If he represents us, our Lord Jesus Christ is talking to us. He was talking to us, as to John, as our representative. She is our mother, because we say we are in union with Jesus Christ. We say we venerate and love him. A loving child delights to be with its mother. And if our Lord Jesus Christ has directed us to the Blessed Virgin Mary as our mother, we must concede. We must obey. We must act accordingly. He said, a child who loves delights to be with their mother. This is where the practicality comes to the fore for us. We're not looking at words that were spoken 2,000 plus years ago as a history lesson. We are supposed to look at these things because we are seated here right now as members of the body of Christ. That term that is used for the church is not used by the Holy Spirit through St. Paul by accident. The church is not a spiritual institution where this group can think this group can think that. It is the body of Christ. A body is a tangible, objective thing. To be part of a body is to be part of a body. Not part of this body and that body and that body or that piece of the body or that piece of the body. That is a monstrosity. We are in union with Jesus Christ. We are members of his body, the church. Consequently, if the body of Christ is the church, his mother is the mother of the church. The church is our mother because it's the body of Christ and she was his. It is a very practical and objective formula. It's just the way it works. Why things like this? Well, why this? Why? I don't know. I know there's a God, but I know I'm not him. I just do what he says. And when he says, behold your mother, you got to take that ball and run with it because it does nothing but benefit us as Catholics. Nothing but a benefit because no matter how you look at it, the mother of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the mother of the church, or a representative of a personification of the church itself, how much should we love her? What do mothers do in this world? I mean, those titles are used because we can relate to them. And you might not have had the perfect father or the perfect mother in your life. They might not have been good at all. But most are, and most do everything that they possibly can for their children. Our mothers gave us life. Our mothers taught us right from wrong. Our mothers taught us in the way we should go, and some have mothers that are the reason for you sitting here right now, because they were tremendously good mothers. Our mothers give us life. The church gives us life in baptism. We are born anew in the labors of baptism when we are washed free from original and actual sins. The church gives us life. Our mothers gave us life. You see the connection. Our mothers taught us right from wrong. The church teaches us through the deposit of the faith. The church teaches us through scripture. It teaches us through tradition. It teaches us through the magisterial teachings consistent throughout the church's history. The church does the same thing that our human mothers did, but much more profoundly, because guess what? Our earthly mothers are going to get old. Some have, and they are going to die. We are going to get old, and we are going to die. And what our earthly mothers gave us is going to go away, but what the church, our mother, has given us is eternal. It is eternal. You go to heaven because what our mother, the church, gives us. While fathers are away, they leave all their authority to their mother, to the mother of the home. Our Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us. He has left all authority, the keys of the kingdom, to St. Peter and his successors. He leaves all his authority to the mother. We must treat her accordingly. St. Augustine says we should have God as our father and the church as our mother. most people are familiar with that quote from St. Augustine. Familiar with it, yes, but do we live it? Do we act like it, as we should, that the Church is our mother? Leo XIII, Pope, quote, "If we love our native land so dearly because we were born and bred there and are ready even to die for it, how much deeper should be our love for the Church, which has given us the life which has no end." We always hear about patriotism and why the martial music and flags and banners and all this kind of stuff. That's the country that, you know, most countries aren't there 300-400 years after their founding. And if they are, they're markedly changed. Those things are fleeting. What Pope Leo XIII is saying there is, you care that much about your country, you should care even more about the Church, because you were born and bred there. Should you not be ready to die for her? This is the practical part of this whole thing. You want to fight, generally speaking? You can do a lot of things to pick at people, particularly guys. You can do this to pick at them and that to pick at them, but if they just won't bite, you know what usually will get you there? Say something about their mom. There's really not a good son that wouldn't defend his mother, all right, from either an assault to her honor, particularly an assault to her person. We'll fight over that, but will we defend our mother, the Church, when she's assaulted, because she is being ravaged right now? She's being ravaged from without and from within. And it's really kind of sick that a lot more people aren't standing up and defending our mother, the Church. I'm not talking about a faddish time frame of the Church. I'm talking about the Church. What the Scriptures teach us about the Church, what our Church has always said about herself. Hardly a word. And it surprises a lot of people when you do defend the Church. You better watch out. You can get in trouble for saying that anymore. The Church used to think, the Church always believes what she always has believed. Everything is built on the foundations of the deposit of the faith. Why are we not defending her? It should be an embarrassment to us. The next time you hear somebody say something about the Church, whether from within or without, you should confront them boldly as if they were talking about your earthly mother. Because your mother, the Church, has given you, as I said before, much more profound realities and eternal gifts than your earthly mother did. Be quick to defend her. You got to know her first. Don't just hear stories about your mom from other people. You get to know her. Get close to her. Love her. Venerate her. Have your mother's pictures hanging up all over the place. Annoy people who don't venerate her. This is what we should do. Oh, you know, I don't talk about Mary too much. I don't say the Hail Mary. I don't do rosaries or something like that because, you know, I got a bunch of Protestant friends. They don't like that kind of... How would you like it if they came into your office and said, hey, take that picture of your mom off the desk? It offends me. Oh, okay. Doubtful that we'll knuckle under anything, any assault against the Church. It's sad. It's got to stop. We've got to love her. We've got to love her more than we loved our earthly mothers. Okay? Like I said, a lot of our earthly mothers are the reasons we're here right now, either directly or indirectly. We've got to appreciate that fact, because he gave us something that was much more deep than just something that's going to last 60, 70, 80 years in this world. We should love our mother. We should glory in the Marian doctrines that our Church teaches us, because they're all scriptural. Every dogma, every Marian dogma of the Catholic Church is scriptural. Every single one. Scriptures don't say anything about that. Oh, how deaf you are to what they say. I don't agree with those. Who cares what you like or what would you agree with? It is what our mother has taught us. We should love her for it. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.